This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has intensified the bombardment in and around Gaza's second largest city as ambulances and other vehicles streamed into a local hospital carrying wounded Palestinians. Under U.S. pressure to prevent further mass casualties, Israel has said it will be more precise as it widens the offensive into southern Gaza after obliterating much of the north. Satellite photos show tanks and troops massing outside the northern city of Khan Yunis. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky is planning to address U.S. senators by video today during a classified briefing. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Today's video session comes as the Biden administration is urging Congress to approve the White House's nearly $106 billion request for funds for the wars in Ukraine, Israel, and other security needs. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Zelensky's appearance after the administration sent an urgent warning about the need to approve the military and economic assistance to Ukraine, saying Kyiv's war effort to defend itself from Russia's invasion may grind to a halt without it. Schumer says Zelensky was invited to address the senators so they could hear directly from him precisely what's at stake. They will also be hearing from the Secretaries of Defense, State, and other top national security officials. Norman Hall, Washington.
More on the search for bodies in Indonesia.
Eddie Mardianto, the deputy police chief in West Sumatra province, says the latest bodies were found not too far from the eruption site, estimated to be only a few yards away. Mardianto adds, we're facing problems with unpredictable weather and also tough terrain, where the wind's still carrying volcanic ash and hot clouds.
That's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma, and this is VOA News. The head of the UN climate talk says that COP28 is producing results, but count former Vice President Al Gore among the skeptics.
The president of COP28, Sultan Al Jaber, also heads the United Arab Emirates National Oil Company. Still, he says the phase out of fossil fuels is inevitable.
And it needs to be orderly, fair, just, and responsible.
In an AP interview, however, former Vice President Al Gore says the Emirati's selection to head COP28 undermines confidence that nations are genuinely working to address climate change.
Instead of bending to the will of the fossil fuel companies, you know, they're much better at capturing politicians than they are at capturing emissions.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The Kremlin says that Russian President Vladimir Putin will make a one-day trip to the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, focused on the Israeli-Hamas war, and also host the Iranian president in Moscow this week. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Tuesday that Putin will visit both countries on Wednesday. Peskov told reporters that the talks will focus on bilateral relations, the war between Israel, Hamas, and other international issues. Residents on a Japanese island close to Taiwan are worried they would be unable to cope with an influx of refugees if conflict between Taiwan and China broke out. Yonaguni Islands officials say that their plea for help to the Tokyo government went unheard. Reuters' Almond Lee took a look.
This disaster drill is meant to prepare for crises on Japan's westernmost frontier, be it a natural disaster or, as island mayor Kenichi Itakatsu increasingly worries, a humanitarian one. Yonaguni Island recently ran this exercise with Japan's self-defense forces, bracing both for tsunami and the event of the island's close neighbor, Taiwan, coming under attack from China.
I'm worried about what could happen. It's a situation that we cannot predict.
Yonaguni is only about 60 miles east of Taiwan, a self-ruled island of 24 million people.
That is Reuters correspondent Alman Lee reporting. Aid groups in the United Nations say an estimated 400 Rohingya Muslims believed to be aboard two boats adrift in the Andaman Sea could die if more is not done to rescue them. The number of Rohingyas fleeing by boat, usually from squalid, overcrowded refugee camps in Bangladesh, has become rising since last year due to cuts to foods, rations, and a spike in gang violence. A spokesperson for the UN Refugee Agency said all aboard the two stranded vessels, including children, could die if they're not rescued. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.